This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast about ways to help ourselves to create happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative lives. This week, we'll talk about why it's helpful to remember that the things that go wrong often make the best memories. And we'll ask, are you in an age of expansion or an age of concentration? I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. I'm, you guessed it, right here in my home office in New York City. And joining me today from the office and writer's room that also serves as her bedroom in gorgeous Puerto Rico is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living usually in L.A., but right now in Puerto Rico filming Fantasy Island for Fox.
Yay!
Yay! Gretch, before we dive in, we have an update from a Gretchen in Missouri, but not you, about designing her summer. She says, as a teacher, summer is a big deal to me. I have two sons, and for the last few years, we've each worked on our summer bucket lists using the attached template at dinner on one of the first days of summer. It brought joy to my heart when my 15-year-old asked just this morning, Mom, when are we going to work on our bucket lists? I found that giving categories as shown on the template, projects, people, adventures, foods, etc., was much more manageable for kids than the wide open question, what do you want to do this summer? Beyond the obvious reasons that you described for designing a summer, using this sheet has had a couple of added benefits. First, I save the paper copy, so it is great fun to look back and remember what we've done over the years and to see the changes in hobbies, friends, and even handwriting. Second, my husband is in the Navy Reserves, and many summers he is gone for his reserve duty. This summer, he is in the midst of a 9-month deployment overseas. Having this list keeps me motivated during the times when the days are very, very long. I know the years are short, too.
So in the attached template, Gretchen's summer bucket list was 3 local adventures, and then room to list 1, 2, 3, 4 big projects I want to do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3 people I want to hang out with, 2 things I want to get better at, 6 fun and extraordinary things to do at home, and then a general thing for things I want to make and or eat this summer. So I thought that was a really fun idea, and I love the idea of using it as, again, a kind of memento,
diary,
ongoing souvenir. Yeah, of your summers, of your family summers.
Yeah.
That was a great idea.
Great. Yeah.
Now, Elizabeth, this try this at home tip has come very close to my heart recently, and that is to remember the things that go wrong often make the best memories. And we've talked about this before because this was a very wise thing that our mother said to me. I was rattled before my wedding. I was thinking about like how my veil could come off my head and everything. And she said, remember, the things that go wrong often make the best memories, and I've never forgotten it.
Yes, and it's comforting because it's true.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. So, Gretchen, what is making you think of this aphorism now?
Okay, because last week, I passed out on live television.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I was not on camera, fortunately, because they were covering someone else talking, but I was mic'd up. I had already spoken on camera. We were in the middle of a segment, and I just passed out cold.
So, Gretchen, you have to tell the story. What happened?
Okay.
Give us all the details, because this is something that, you know, you will remember forever.
I will remember this for the rest of my life. Okay. So I often will go on to CBS This Morning, which I love to do. And because of COVID, I have not been going into the studio. And this time, for the first time, I didn't record. Usually I would record it from my apartment, but this time a mobile studio van came. And so there was a van parked just down the street from my apartment, which turned out to be very handy. So I was in a van, like this very cool little mobile van. And I was really looking forward to doing this segment because Drew Barrymore was subbing in for Tony DeCoppola, and I'm a huge fan of Drew Barrymore. And Elizabeth, of course, we had her on the podcast in episode 44.
Yes, to talk about her memoir, Wildflower, which we both loved.
Yes. So I thought, oh, this is going to be really, I always love to do this. It'll be especially fun to have this like little moment with Drew Barrymore. So I'm there. And everything was fine. And then got it set, waited. They did the countdown. And then they started the segment. And then just before they gave me my first question, I started to feel really lightheaded. And I started seeing spots in front of my eyes. And Drew Barrymore asked me this great question about happiness. Mm-hmm. And I gave a terrible answer. I could not get the words out. It was hard to talk. I couldn't think straight. I mean, it was terrible.
Ugh.
So, okay, so it was the host and it was me and another commenter. So they went from me to the other person. She answered very well. And then I got another question. And this time I answered fine. It was about design your summer, one of our favorite subjects. And I thought, okay, this is fine. Like, I've recovered myself. That was bad that I had that moment and gave that bad answer. But now I'm, you know, back on my feet. This is fine. And then next thing I know, I'm waking up, coming back from the long distance, covered in sweat. The very nice guy in the van is like, are you okay? Are you okay?
Oh,
what's going on?
You had fainted.
Yes. And I took some deep breaths. He gave me some water. I drank some water. I was fine. He's like, it was okay. They weren't on you when it happened. So somebody watching TV live would not realize what, you know, they just told them, you know, don't come back to you.
Whatever you do, don't come back here to this.
Yeah.
Pass that on the table.
Yeah.
So Gretchen, what do you think happened?
Now, the thing is, this happens to me every once in a while. I mean, like once every 10 years or so, somehow conditions are quite right. I've talked to my doctor about it. It's not a big deal. And I think in this case, it was probably some weird combination of the close air in the van. Maybe I hadn't had enough to drink. Usually I do eat breakfast before I do morning TV, just because I'm like a real food person. But this morning I was like, well, it's not even 9 o'clock. That's just when I usually eat breakfast. I wasn't hungry at all. So I didn't eat, which, okay, I will eat. And I think, you know, now I should be in the clear for the next 10 years.
Yes.
Because it happens so rarely. But what are the chances that it happens to me on live TV?
Oh, Gretchen, that is, I mean, even though when you told me the story, I was commiserating, but also, I mean, I couldn't help laughing because just the idea of it is so absurd. And also, you're always so well prepared. You're so well spoken. Like, of all people to pass out on live TV, you're the last person in my whole life that I would expect for this to happen to.
Well, I got to say, I mean, Jamie had kind of the same reaction because like the person who was helping me, you know, made sure that I got to my apartment and, you know, very nice. And I go in and Jamie's home, of course, pandemic. And so he's like on the phone. I'm like, you got to get off the phone. And he's like, why? Questioner, right? Why? I'm like, because I say so. And so I lie down on the sofa and I'm like, okay, I got to tell you what happened to me. And so he sits down and I explain to him. I take him through the whole thing. He's very sympathetic, very comforting. And then in this very gentle voice, he said, You know, the thing is, it is kind of funny. Mm-hmm. I was like,
probably wasn't funny yet.
It wasn't funny yet, but I was starting to get a little perspective about it. And I have to say, everyone was so nice about it. Mm-hmm. So after I talked to Jamie and I had a little bit more water, had something to eat, I called my producer, couldn't have been nicer about it. Just very concerned for me. But the one thing when I really did start to see how funny it was, so I was talking to the producer and she said, well, we heard a crash and we didn't know what happened. And for some reason, the fact that I actually made a crash really cracks me up. I and I don't know why.
this is the drama.
I don't know. I flopped over on this desk that they had in front of me. And I don't know why, but when it first happened, I was so awash in so much negative, horrible, dreadful, terrible emotion.
Yeah. And I mean, Gretchen, if they had not been so understanding, it could have been a long time that this really sort of haunted you. You know, you could have stayed in a negative place, but everyone being really nice and understanding and putting it into perspective, I think helped you bounce back.
Yeah. Now, Elizabeth, one of the things you said is, I was telling you and you said, well, you know, you think you gave a really terrible answer, but I bet no one noticed. And I was like, oh, no, I bet they noticed. So why don't we play a clip from the show so people can hear how I sounded as I was getting increasingly lightheaded and seeing those spots flash before my eyes. And Elizabeth, I'm going to take off my headphones because I cannot bear to listen to it. So give me a thumbs up when it's safe for me to get back listening.
Will do.
And Gretchen, I can't think of anybody better than you to speak about how we keep happiness alive over the fear that we've all carried with us for well over a year now.
Right. And as we're navigating being in different circumstances with people who might have different practices, different systems that we need to think about just having good manners and trying to make people feel as comfortable and as confident as they can with whatever the conditions are.
Hey, Tara, how do we let kids have a...
Well, Gretchen, I have to tell you, I don't think your answer, even though you were feeling lightheaded, was as bad as you do. I mean, yes, I will say I know. If I saw it, I would probably notice that you weren't your usual perfectly spoken self, but I really don't think it's that bad.
Okay, well, that's good to know because I haven't been able to make myself watch it, so that's comforting. But how about you, Elizabeth? Do you ever find yourself thinking, oh, things that go wrong often make the best memories?
Well, Gretch, it's funny you should ask because I recently had one of these experiences. So Sarah and I are in Puerto Rico doing Fantasy Island, and before we started shooting, we had to do this big thing called a show and tell. And the show and tell is when you have the network, the studio, marketing, all sorts of departments. It's about 70 people.
Wow.
And there's a presentation on the look of the show and the cast and all of that. Wow. And Sarah and I had to give an introduction to this. So it was something we'd written, we had spent a lot of time on. Of course, we had done our makeup and our hair and looked nice. I mean, it was a big deal. And this was on Zoom, of course. And so we're in my hotel room and we're there and the thing starts and Sarah and I are talking and it's my section and I'm going at it with all of my heart. And suddenly Sarah's tapping me. And I'm like, what is she tapping me for? And she's like, we're not on. And I was like, what? I was so intense in what I was saying. I did not notice that we had been kicked off the internet.
Oh my gosh.
We were no longer in the Zoom, and this is, again, 70 people waiting for us.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Gretchen, I'm not proud to say that I absolutely panicked. I was like chicken with my head cut off, panicking. Luckily, Sarah stayed calm, and we couldn't get back on the internet. Luckily, our assistant was there, Kimberly, and she was able to get on the internet, so we used her computer for the rest of the presentation. But again, I have to say, even like a day later, we were like, remember when we got kicked off the internet during the show and tell? That was so funny. Like out of all the things like that have happened here, it is, again, one of those things that's going to end up being a great memory, even though at the time it seemed so awful.
Yeah. Well, one thing is research shows that when things are surprising or upsetting, we remember them better. And when things are going smoothly and just as planned, it just doesn't stick in our memories. So one of the reasons that they often make the best memories is they make striking, vivid memories, you know, memories that we remember. So you don't remember all the happy days of shooting. You remember the day when something went bad. But we should say that our mothers said they often make the best memories, because they do not always make the best memories. Certainly, we should acknowledge that things go wrong that do not make good memories.
Yes. But in both of these cases, I think we will laugh about you passing out on live television for decades to come.
Yes. Yes. And the show and tell, you're like, well, at least I got kicked off the internet. I'm having internet problems, as one does, but at least I wasn't talking to 70 people.
Yes. And I will say, Gretchen, it also, I think because you are the last person that anyone would expect that from, that makes it funnier.
Oh, well, what a nice way to reframe it. Elizabeth, the queen of the reframe. Let us know if you do try this at home. If there's ever been a time when remembering that the things that go wrong often make the best memories has worked for you and helped you through a painful situation. Let us know on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com or go to happiercast.com/327 for everything related to this episode. If you want to watch that segment of CBS This Morning and you want to see what I look like just before I pass out, I will put that in the show notes.
And Gretch, I do want to tell everybody that you talk to your doctor.
Yeah. Oh,
everything is fine.
Yes.
Nobody needs to write in with medical advice because you've already consulted your doctor.
Yes. Yes. This is all squared away. It's nothing to worry about. Yes. Yes. Do not worry about me. Thank you.
Coming up, we have a happiness hack related to this incident. But first, this break. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, Gretch, it is time for a happiness hack, which came out of your fainting incident.
Yeah, well, this is a hack that I had the forethought to do because of all my research into the five senses. And so as part of my research into the five senses, no surprise, I've been researching touch and the power of the human touch. And so when I came home and I was so rattled, I was lying on the sofa and I started to tell Jamie what had happened. Like, this was the hardest time, right? Because this was before I'd had the time to put it into perspective. It had just happened. And I was also still feeling kind of sick from what happened. So Jamie sat down across from me and I said, no, come here. I want to hold your hand when I tell you what happened. And That's because I know from my research how powerful the sense of touch is. Mm. And I have known before that, like, if you're having, like, if you're fighting with somebody or arguing with someone, it can help to touch them, like put your hand on their back or to hold their hand. And I just thought, this will help me. And Jamie came over and he just held my hand in his two hands. And it really did help me feel comforted faster, I think. And the thing is, I asked for it. You know, it's good to remember that, oh, maybe I should hold this person's hand.
Yeah.
But maybe you need to say, hey, I need you to come over and hold my hand.
Yes, that's a great hack. Ask someone to hold your hand. Who could be against that?
Right, right. Or yeah, or just, you know, put your hand on their arm or something. If you feel like you can't ask them to do it for you, maybe you put your hand on the arm. But that little bit of human connection can really help. So that's my hack. But also, I have a request for hacks from listeners. As we're heading into summer, I am looking for ways, not sunscreen, but other ways to protect skin from the sun, because I like have red hair, so I have to really think about not getting sunburned. So do you have super light pants, like super light yoga style pants for a walk? Do you have special sunscreen shirts or hats or anything? I'm looking for not sunscreen, because we've talked about sunscreen, but other ways to block out the sun as we are roaming around outdoors and trying to protect ourselves from the sun.
Yeah. So if you have any sun protecting hacks, send them our way. Okay, Gretchen, it is time for a know yourself better question. I love this one.
Okay. So this is a know yourself better question of, are you in an age of expansion or an age of concentration?
And what does that mean? It sounds so poetic.
Okay, so this is how I came to it. It is so strange what we remember over the course of our lives, right? And so I remember being in 10th grade and reading the essay, very famous essay, The Function of Criticism at the Present Time, by the eminent Victorian poet and critic Matthew Arnold. And in that essay, he introduces his theory of epochs of expansion and epochs of concentration. And in his view, an epoch of expansion is when people generate new ideas. So this is unusual. This is like Periclean Athens or Elizabethan England. And then an epoch of concentration is where these new ideas are sort of digested. They're analyzed, they're criticized, they're expanded upon. But I realize that in my own mind, I've evolved these ideas to be ages of expansion and ages of concentration in my own life. So sometimes, you know how you're in an age where like everything's getting bigger and there's lots of new people and new activities and new challenges and lots of new, and you just feel like your world is getting bigger. And then in an age of concentration, it's like you're digging in, you're going deeper. And so like with Fantasy Island, would you feel like you're in an age of expansion or an age of concentration? I have my theory, but what do you say?
I would say definitely an age of expansion, because as you said, we're coming to Puerto Rico, meeting all the crew, having a staff, doing the scripts. It's just expand, expand, expand. So Fantasy Island is a big age of expansion and being spread out. Now, when it's over, in a few months, Sarah and I will likely go back into an age of concentration where we like think about if we want to write a pilot, what is our next project? That's when we get close, just the two of us. And as you said, go deep.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting. I bet for people, like you could be in an age of expansion in one area of your life and an age of concentration in another area of your life. So you could be doing both at one time as well.
Absolutely.
Like, I wonder if having a new baby is an age of expansion, because I remember thinking like there's so many new responsibility. There's so much new equipment. There's so many new things about the world and about babies that I didn't know. I felt like my world was just like learning, like the learning curve was huge and I was at the bottom of it.
Yes, but it's also an age of concentration, because I think never in life are you so focused on one thing as when you have an infant. It's like the only thing that exists in life is your baby. So it's also an age of concentration. It's sort of both.
Yeah, maybe that's why it's such an intense experience, because you're simultaneously got expansion and concentration. Yeah, and it's interesting for me, because I would say in some areas of my work, it's expansion, but then in other areas, it's concentration. So it's just helpful, I think, as we consider how an experience is landing or how we're feeling, sort of you're like, well, this, wow, it feels like there's so much to take in. I feel like it's hard to keep up with everything. I need like 2 hours of extra sleep every night just to process what I'm going through. You're like, well, this is an age of expansion, and that's how that is. And then if you have an age of concentration, that has sort of a different feel to it.
Yeah, I always just find it so helpful to name things.
Yes.
They're not good or bad. It's just interesting to name them and understand what you're experiencing.
Yeah, it's so hard to know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes having this vocabulary can be clarifying.
Coming up, Gretchen gives herself a New York City walking-related demerit. But first, this break. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, as we both are, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. Gretchen, we got Greenlight for Jack, and I love that it teaches him financial independence. Mm. He can earn money from us by doing chores and then getting money deposited into his Greenlight account. He can keep track of what he's spending.
Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight to learn how to make responsible financial choices. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/happier. You know, Liz, it's important to me to be a treasure house of happy memories, but sometimes it's hard to frame something that you want to keep. Like, I have had pieces of children's art that I really wanted to frame, but it's kind of unconventionally sized and it's hard to do. But FrameBridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. You can easily order online at framebridge.com, or you can visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. FrameBridge custom frames your pieces in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free.
Gretchen, I realized I didn't have a recent framed photo of you and me and mom and dad, and I really wanted one. So when we were in Kansas City and took a great picture, I uploaded it, sent it to FrameBridge, and now I have a beautiful framed photo of us. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's FrameBridge.com. Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.
Okay, Gretchen, you are up this week with a happiness demerit.
Yes, okay. So as I mentioned, I'm working on this book about the five senses, so I'm doing all this research. And so, of course, when I heard that the American Museum of Natural History was having an exhibit called The Nature of Color, I thought, well, I have to go. Because not only am I interested in the five senses, I have a particularly long fascination with color. So I was very excited to go. And here's where the demerit comes in. It was a gorgeous day here in New York City. So I decided, you know, I'm just going to walk across the park and go to the museum. And just for the heck of it, I thought, you know what? I really have never known exactly how long it takes me to walk across the park. I always think it's like, you know, probably like 45 minutes. But why don't I time it and just see how long it exactly takes? So I walked across the park. It was 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And the difference between something being a 20-minute walk and something being a 45-minute walk is gigantic. I think I would have made many decisions differently in my life if I knew it was just 20 minutes to walk across the park. I think that I had such a dramatic overestimate because, you know, Elizabeth, you lived in New York City. Every little neighborhood, every little five blocks, 10 blocks, you're in a dramatically different ecosystem. So it often feels like you're traveling very far when you're not actually going very far. It's just like going from the east side to the west side in New York City is like across town.
Yes, yes.
But it's not. It's a 20-minute walk. And now I think I'm just going to walk across the park all the time. But I have lived here for years. And I just never bothered. We've said this, like, if you're complaining about how long, how much time you spend on the dishwasher.
Time it.
Time it.
Oh,
so anyway.
Funny. Well, Gretchen, I have to tell you, LA is the opposite. It always takes longer to go from one place to another than you think. I've never had it take less time. You think, oh, it'll be 15 minutes. Inevitably, it's 25.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, no, it was a very pleasant surprise. That was part of what was so surprising about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, Lisa, that's my demerit. Now I know, and I will remember, time yourself. It always helps to know. What is your gold star?
Okay, I am giving gold star to a book that I have been waiting for, Gretchen, I got to tell you.
Mm.
Andrew McCarthy of Pretty in Pink fame has a new memoir out called Brat, an 80s Story. And I grew up in the time when Andrew McCarthy was huge. So I've been very interested to read his memoir. He's a really good writer. It also happens that he was both on and directed one of the shows that Sarah and I were on called The Family. So I'm interested in him for that reason as well. But anyway, I just loved it. I love being taken back to that time. I loved hearing behind the scenes on all these movies I'd seen. And I listened to it, which I've found here in Puerto Rico, it's a lot easier for me to listen to books.
Mm.
And he has a great voice, of course, for reading. So just thoroughly enjoyable.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, hearing you talk about it made me want to read it. So I read it too. And then I went and watched St. Elmo's Fire as well.
And I watched Class, which is his first big movie. So anyway, if you're interested in the 80s, read Brat by Andrew McCarthy.
It is a very thought-provoking memoir. It's very interesting. The resources for this week. Did you know that you can now give my SMS challenge, if you like, if you know someone who is looking for more outer order and inner calm in their life, you can consider giving my outer order, inner calm 30-day text SMS challenge. Your gift recipient will get 30 days of simple, concrete ways to declutter their life and make more room for happiness. You can click the link in the show notes or visit GretchenRubin.com/SMS. Also, every week, I have a free newsletter. I send an email with five things that are making me happier, plus links to new blog posts, lists, quotations, other updates. You can join the free weekly newsletter at GretchenRubin.com/newsletter. Now, what we're reading this week. Elizabeth, what are you reading?
I am reading Destiny's Embrace by Beverly Jenkins. It is a full-on romance, and I am loving it. How about you, Gretch?
Yes, I am reading Meander, Spiral, Explode, Design and Pattern in Narrative by Jane Allison.
Boy, that sounds esoteric.
It's really good. And that is it for this episode of Happier. Remember to try this at home. Remember, the things that go wrong often make the best memories. Let us know if you've tried it, perhaps unwillingly, and if it worked for you.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Cadence 13. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Twitter at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Elizabeth Kraft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com.
And if you like the show, please be sure to tell a friend and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Kraft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
Gretchen, I should have given you a gold star for dealing with your fainting situation so well.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You deserve it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Consider it done.
From the Onward Project.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.